Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh. And the Lord always has your miracle in mind. So good to see all of you here today. I am so sorry that we have been so out of touch with reality at my house. We have had major internet difficulty. I am back on the road, and we are now doing the show today. I hope everybody is having an incredible morning, and it is just a great day to be alive, a great day to be in the kingdom of God, and I am so thankful that you're here, and we are just excited about being back with you live on the show. And I just wanted to, I'm going over a few new things here and just working on some things, so bear with me just a moment. Kind of been caught off guard here quite a bit, and just really been, you know, just kind of just really working on some great things, and I just know God is going to do some amazing things here. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to come on here, and I just wanted to share with you guys. We are so glad that you're here. We hope everybody is doing well. I've got a great word that I want to share with you. Steve Edmonds, Jack McCracken. We've got so many other people. Do me a favor and hit the share button. And we want to get this out to as many people as possible. But I want to talk to you guys about something. But before I do, I want to give you a few quick announcements. Again, my logo has changed on this, but I'm going to try to get that fixed today or tomorrow. But we have an app. You can download our app today on Google Play or Apple App Store. And we would love for you to be a part of that. It's a great thing. You can stay connected with us, you know, be with us on so many different other things. And then right now, I am here at Downpour Camp Meeting. We are here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. It is Powerhouse Ministries doing a great work here. Glad to be a part of it. Glad to see what's going on. Clay Gunderson preached an incredible word last night, and it was just a good word for everybody. Everybody needed to hear it. Everybody that was there, and I really took a lot away from it about how the enemy is really trying to cut people down, but God has a plan and a better plan. This coming weekend, we are in revival at Bethesda Church of God, brand new church for us. We're going to be in Duncan, Oklahoma. And we have Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m., and Monday through Wednesday at 6:30. And never been to this church, Bethesda Church of God, God's House of Mercy. I believe it's going to be an incredible time, and we don't want you to miss a thing that God is doing. And I believe it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. And we're so excited about what the Lord wants to do. And so we're thankful, we're glad, we're just excited about it. And then also, we just want to come on here and let you guys know that we are doing this show every day that we can. Traveling, will kind of, I'll try to keep you updated through the app, updated on Facebook as best I can. But our schedule is down. We lost Micah, and for those of you that don't know, Micah was a huge addition to our ministry. And he got married, started wanting to start a family, and things like that. So we're kind of down to just me, my wife, and some helpers and volunteers. We're looking for another staff member. So pray about us with that. Also, be encouraged. But I want to talk to you guys about something today that I believe is really powerful. The Bible says that miracles will. It never says that miracles will cease on the earth. And I really believe that right now, miracles, I want to encourage you today about miracles will never cease. So I want to share with you a few things. And so here's how we do it. We put these in the comment section. We take notes. We let everybody know that everybody is. So those of you listening on the podcast, write these down. Those of you watching us on Facebook Live, type it in the comment section, take notes, keep after it. I know God's going to do a great and mighty thing. Amen. So let's get started today. First of all, let's understand that miracles happen in the Old Testament. Miracles happen in the New Testament. They were in the old covenant, the new covenant. Miracles happened all the way throughout the Bible, start to finish. So if you look from Genesis, in the beginning of creation, to the signs and wonders all the way through the book of Revelation, miracles were always a constant. They were there all the time. Some of the events in Revelation have not happened yet. So miracles are going to still continue to happen. There's things that have happened in the book of that have happened all throughout the Bible. Then there's things that haven't even happened yet according to the book of Revelation. And I believe that includes miracles, that includes signs, that includes wonders. So we understand, so write this down. There are miracles in the past and miracles in the future. And then also miracles in the present. Okay, so write this down. So there's miracles in the future. There's miracles in the present. And then there's miracles in the past. Okay, write those down. Put those in the comment section. There's miracles in the future. There's miracles in the present. There's miracles in the past. So we understand that miracles will never cease. Okay, so some theologians want us to think that miracles have stopped right now, that miracles aren't continuing to happen, that miracles are never going to take place. But I want to tell you, I believe that that is not true. There is no biblical evidence. There's no biblical reason that miracles have stopped. There's no biblical evidence of that. There's never going to be biblical evidence of that because the Bible doesn't say that. There's no biblical reason for us to stop believing that miracles have stopped happening. Miracles are for right now. Miracles are for the present. Miracles are for today. So I want to encourage you and I want to tell you that miracles are still happening right now. Miracles are for you. Miracles are for your family. Miracles are for your children. Miracles are for to baffle the doctors and science of this world. Miracles are for the unbeliever. And miracles help stabilize our faith. Okay? Now, sensationists, okay, they try to tell us that miracles are not for today. Okay? They try to justify their misbelief. This is the scripture that they use in 1 Corinthians 13, 8 through 10, which says this, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. But where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Then it says, where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. Okay, so I want you to hear me. This is what they use. Sensationists say that the perfect that was come in the Bible, it is the Bible. And once the Bible was written, all miracles, all spiritual gifts ceased. That's simply not true. So you have to understand, there's nothing here in this scripture that indicates that perfection mentioned is the Bible. In fact, verse 12 says this, now we see but poor reflection is a mirror that we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, there shall I fully even as I fully am known. So here's what he's saying. The perfect that is coming is Jesus, okay? That's when we will see God face to face. Perfection comes when we see God face to face in heaven, not when we see God face to face on the earth, okay? Well, that's going to happen when we see God face to face in heaven, okay? So full knowledge comes in the hereafter. I want you to hear, write that down. Full knowledge comes in the hereafter. That comes when we see God face to face. Jesus is coming again. Then when we see God face to face, then we'll see the perfection of everything that we wanted to see. Okay? So watch this. In heaven, we will see clearly. So obviously, there will be no need for miracles, okay? I want you to write this down. There's not going to be any need for miracles in heaven. Write that down. There's not going to be any need for miracles in heaven. So we need to understand that. We need to understand that in a real powerful sense of the word, a sense of understanding there. That, you know, excuse me, there's not going to be any need for the miraculous in heaven. Okay? There's not going to be any need for that. So you have to understand that. So there will be no need for prophecy in heaven. Write that down. There's going to be no need for prophecy in heaven. Okay? There's not going to be any need for us to pray in tongues in heaven. I want you to write that down. Okay? So write down, there's not going to be any miracles in any need for miracles in heaven. There's not going to be any need for prophecy in heaven. There's not going to need for be in tongues in heaven. And then watch this. Write this down. There's not going to be any need for the gifts of the Spirit in heaven. Write that down. So, watch this. We aren't there yet. We're not in heaven yet. So there is still a need for miracles. I want you to write that down. There is a need for miracles, okay? There is a need for supernatural miracles, okay? I want you to understand something. There is no biblical justification for believing that miracles have stopped. I want you to write that down. There is no biblical justification that miracles have stopped. Okay? That we got to get that out of our heads. We got to start understanding right now that miracles, okay, happen right now. Okay? They happen right now. There's no need for us to understand. Okay? So I want to give you an encouragement. And I want to tell you that this is the power and the anointing of God in and through our lives. Okay? So I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that we need to see the power, the anointing, the strength, and the glory of God. Okay? And we do that because we trust that Jesus, okay, is going to be a powerful, the miracles of Jesus are going to be a powerful tool in the last days of the church, okay? Miracles still happen, okay? So I want to tell you that miracles will never cease, okay? We can't stop believing in prophecy. We can't stop believing in tongues. We can't stop believing in the gifts of the Spirit. And I want you to know that the full knowledge comes hereafter, okay? The full knowledge of Jesus Christ comes hereafter. So miracles will never stop ceasing, okay, on the earth. They will never quit. Miracles will not quit, okay? So I want to tell you that the power of God, okay, will move in a powerful, powerful, strategic way. And I want to encourage you that when you look at the power of God, you look at the strength of God, you look at the anointing of God, I want to encourage you and I want to tell you that the glory of heaven is about to fill your life, okay? And I want to encourage you and I want to tell you that the strength of God, the miracles of God, the power of God, the glory of God is going to fill your life through the miraculous. So I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you there's no biblical justification for us to believe, okay, that miracles don't still happen. Listen to me right now. We've got to understand something powerful, and I want to share something with you that I want to talk to you about sensationists for just a quick moment. And here's what I want to tell you. A bunch of people, and here's what happens. Sensationists are people that believe that miracles have stopped, okay? They differ because they want us to believe that miracles have stopped happening. Here's what sensationist means. It means the root word of sensation is this, cease. If they want us to think that this is ceasing, that this is ending, that this is quitting, that this is stopping. But I want to tell you that that's an inadequate view of the Bible. And here's what happens, okay? So I really believe that there are two main reasons Christians believe that miracles quit. Number one, they have an inadequate view of God, and then they have an inadequate view of the Bible. Okay? We got to know the Word of God simply by its foundation. The Word of God is everything that we believe. Okay? So I believe that, you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees got together and said, Jesus, we don't believe in miracles or the resurrection. So when Jesus, okay, they tried to trip him up with a trick question. And then Jesus replied to them in Matthew 22, 29, you are in error because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God. So I want to encourage you that we've got to know the scriptures. We've got to know the power of God. We've got to know the Word of God. And I want to tell you that misunderstanding the Bible leads people to error, including believing in miracles. We've got to quit thinking that way. We've got to quit thinking that all of a sudden we don't believe in miracles now. We can't believe in miracles now. And I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that that you've got to experience the miracle power of God. You've got to experience the Word of God. And it's not enough to know God's principles, okay? You've got to know His power, and you've got to know His principles, okay? I want you to write that down. I've got to know His power, and I've got to know His principles. So I want to encourage you, and I want to strengthen you in the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you that the power of God is going to move and flow in your life because you are full of the power of God, the anointing of God. And I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that this is the reason miracles will never cease. Why? Because I believe the Bible never says that. The Bible never says miracles will cease on the earth. The Bible never says that. Okay, so I want to encourage you with that. And I want to strengthen you in that. And I want to tell you that God is going to richly strengthen you and bless your life in a powerful way. Listen, we love you. We honor you. We cherish you. We're thankful that you joined us on the show today. Whatever you do, be blessed and know that God loves you. God cares for you. And He's always got your miracle in mind. Something good, powerful, and wonderful, and biblical is going to happen in your life today. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.